Late summer is blackberry season in the Pacific Northwest. NPR's Brian Mann found a berry patch while out trail running on an island in Oregon's Columbia River. He sent us this audio postcard.
It's a hot September afternoon as I set off running past farm fields into the woods on Savi Island.
This is a perfect trail running trail. Soft forest floor.
The path is flat and gentle, with views of the sweeping Columbia River through the trees. After a day of work, I love finding places like this where I can turn off my brain for a while and just move and breathe. Today I find an unexpected delight, blackberry thicket, so dense I have to dodge the thorns as I run.
The fruit is ripe. I'm just picking and eating as I go. Oh yeah, just perfect timing. There we go.
Again and again, the berries tempt me to slow down and snack, but I finally run on, my fingers stained purple. I can smell the river and the leaf dust of the trail kicked up by my running shoes. Afternoon sun sweeps through the high forest. This island has deep history. It was busy with Multnomah native villages through the 18th century, communities that were later swept away by European diseases. The American explorers, Lewis and Clark, also camped nearby on their expedition in 1805 and 1806.
I've come out of the tunnel of trees into a beautiful open green meadow. The wind is blowing through the grass. Wildflowers on every side, tansy and Queen Anne's lace, bright late summer.
I love running in this season, when the heat has mellowed, but it's not quite autumn. Kids are back in school, so the crowds in wild places like this have faded away. This trail on Savi Island takes me to an old lighthouse and a long ribbon of beach. A barge rumbles past out on the river. Otherwise, it's private and still, so I strip off my running shoes and my t-shirt and dive in.
I am swimming in the Columbia River. I have this wild sand beach all to myself. And the cold water feels so good on my body after that run. Yeah, just wild, and the wind is kind of blowing over the water. Islands stretching off in every direction. Brian Mann, NPR News, in the Columbia River in St. Helens, Oregon.